I'm Kate Daniels. The Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle, on its website, states that it serves as an architect of change with a mission of empowering those we serve by providing programming and essential services designed to support and encourage self-sufficiency in all aspects of life. That is powerful, and that is all supported, as we are going to learn, through the bounty of programs that are offered by the Urban League. Myesha Houston is the HR director, and she joins us now to give a great overview. Myesha Houston, good morning. Thank you so greatly for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
And I am grateful that you are with us this morning, because I feel this conversation about the work of the Urban League in Seattle is so critical, and yet we have, I haven't had a conversation about this in really many, many years. So I am, as I said, very grateful that you're with us to give us an overview and let us know what's going on and how we can also be involved in some shape or form, okay?
Okay. Yeah, Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle, we are a nonprofit community-based organization that has really been out here serving the community in the greater Seattle area for 93 years now, with a vision of equity for all. Our mission is to empower African Americans, as well as other diverse underserved communities, to thrive by securing educational and economic opportunities. And we have kind of six core areas of focus, which include housing, education, workforce development, advocacy and community engagement, public health equity, and most recently, entrepreneurship.
So all of those are obviously very important, and maybe we get a chance to talk about all of them because they are so key. So do we start with housing?
So yeah, housing, that's actually our largest department, you know, in the number of employees, number of people that are served, number of programs. And so for housing, we have a variety of different programs. We have a young adult shelter and day center for all genders between the ages of 18 and 24. We operate a young men's transitional home for young men between the ages of 18 to 24. We have a homeless outreach and street team program that has a very robust outreach program. Homeless outreach has a variety of different things that they do. They can be seen out hitting the ground, passing out sack lunches and hygiene kits. They are very instrumental when the city is going to do a encampment sweep. Being there on the ground, getting people connected to resources and information, helping them obtain housing, whether it's short-term or shelters, sometimes vouchers if that's available. They also have a safe parking lots program, which is designed for individuals that are currently residing in their vehicles. We've partnered with a few different lots where the participants are allowed to, you know, park safely and not have to worry about getting towed or getting harassed. And different sites have different accommodations. Some have showering facilities. But then they are also paired with a homeless outreach coordinator who works with them one-on-one in obtaining permanent housing. We do have a rental assistance team. Since June of 2022, we have been able to provide over $15 million in rental assistance to individuals and families throughout the greater King County area.
So, Myesha, can I interject right there? I mean, that is such a huge amount, and we know rent situations are such a challenge in the city, and you've supported with $15 million. Where do those kinds of funds come from?
A lot of the funding is through a partnership with United Way of King County. So with the eviction prevention programs that were done, especially in the wake of the pandemic, that is where a lot of the funding was through.
Oh, that is really amazing. And we know that that's really critical, right, to help people stay in their homes as long as they can, and maybe that gets them over the hump, right? So then they are able to get back on their feet and move forward.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. So I interjected. Go ahead.
No, great. But then we also do have the homeownership and financial empowerment team. So they assist people who are having issues with mortgage, but they also assist individuals that are looking to become homeowners, whether it's a first-time home buyer or a renewed homeowner. They also do assistance with, like, credit counseling, in a sense. We also have a permanent supportive housing site in the West Seattle area that we operate. And then Urban League is also, we own and operate a 36-unit low-income affordable housing site in the central area called the Urban League Village.
And that that is located with the, is it the African-American Museum?
Yes. Yes, that same space also houses the Northwest African-American Museum.
Right. So that is really a wonderful location. And is there, I imagine those 36 units are full all the time. Is that right?
They do become available here and there, but you would definitely have to check out the website or reach out to the property manager to confirm vacancies and availability.
Right. But that is, again, one of those situations where it's really helping someone who, for whatever reason, has some struggles, but is able to still have then housing, have a roof over their head, and a safe place to stay.
Absolutely, and they're beautiful units as well. Yeah.
Wonderful. So those are rentals, though, and the idea of having supporting around home ownership, because, you know, that can be a real challenge to know how to start, how to get going. You know, even if we grew up in a home, I know when I went to purchase a condo the first time, I was just like a little kid, like not knowing what to do. So to have some support and guidance in that, I think, is really such a great affirmation, a great opportunity for people to feel more confident.
Yes, we do have all of our housing counselors are HUD certified, so they are trained, and they host homebuyers workshops. And then from there, participants of those workshops can partner with a housing counselor, financial empowerment coach to help them, you know, really create a home ownership readiness plan.
Mm-hmm. So terrific. That is great.
Yeah, we also have, like I said, our workforce programs. Workforce has a variety of different programs. There's three that I'll really highlight. One of them is CareerBridge. It's a job readiness and training program for young adults between the ages of 18 and 30. The participants are actually paid a stipend for participating. And during the course of the program, I believe it's 5 weeks, we work with them to address the barriers that the individual has to finding gainful employment. And then we also work to create opportunities through partnerships with employers who are able to offer a livable wage. So we work with them on writing resumes and cover letters, on interviewing. They'll do some, you know, basic computer skills training. They do also do some financial empowerment training as a part of the program. And then we also offer certifications that they're able to obtain through the program so they can get, like, first aid certified or flagger certified. We also have a construction trades program. The construction trades program is really geared at getting more women and minorities into the trades because, you know, those are industries where historically you have been able to make a good livable wage income, but there are also industries that we tend to be very underrepresented in.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the newer programs or programs that has been relaunched is our InfoTech or digital literacy program. And so that program does partner with a variety of the other programs as far as teaching that digital literacy component, but we also provide classes to the general public. This past year, we were able to distribute a combination of about 100 laptops and hotspots to low-income individuals and families. But it's a dynamic initiative that's really aimed at equipping individuals with the essential skills and knowledge needed to excel in the rapidly evolving field of technology. And through the partnerships that we are building, we are able to cover programming, cyberspace, data analytics, and then more. The program right now also focuses on kind of just the basic computer skills, and then also programs like Microsoft Office and Google Suite. Some of the other partnerships that are currently being worked on are going to allow for opportunities for mentorships, networking opportunities, and then job placement assistance as well.
And does all of this training take place right within the central district where your offices are, or is this spread around?
Most of them are located on site at our resource center, which is located at 901 Rainier Avenue South. So that is where a majority of our client-facing jobs and sites are. So like our Career Bridge classroom there is there. We have a computer lab there. We are now a workforce affiliate. So we do have a computer lab where people are able to come and get assistance with like resume writing or make an appointment to meet with one of our job developers to provide assistance in job search and job placement or potential job placement opportunities.
And in terms of the numbers of people that you're able to serve in this way, is it limited? Is there space? What's going on with that?
Each cohort, I would say, for the CareerBridge program is probably, I want to say, roughly between about 20 to 30 individuals. And they are done, like I said, that's like 5-week cohorts. So if somebody is not able to take advantage of, you know, the first one, then we would put them in the pipeline to be able to participate in the next one. Mm-hmm. But we do also, as I mentioned, have the computer lab and the job developer on site and other programs as well that individuals may be interested in.
All of that is just really so great because it's directed at what the great need is between, yes, all the computer and tech skills and as well as the construction and trades program to because of the good jobs that are continuing to be available in those areas.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We do have a few programs for some of the younger folks as well. We have a Youth Maritime Career Launch Internship Program. And so that one is for youth and young adults between the ages of 16 and 24. And that is a 3-month paid internship that connects youth and young adults with employment opportunities in the maritime industry. And so the goal of the program is really to establish an employment pipeline to diversify the maritime workforce. As we know, that's an area that we continue to see a strong need in.
Oh, yes.
And that's also another field where you can earn a pretty lucrative income.
Exactly. Yes, I did.
The participants. Oh, sorry.
I'm getting kind of excited about that because I had seen that on your website and I was thinking how terrific that is, how insightful, because yes, you keep hearing how with the ferry system, you know, there's not enough boats running because, you know, people, they just don't have enough staffing. And it is a better paying job working for the ferry system. So to be training young people to be ready for that and to be giving them this paid internship, I hope that that program is constantly full.
They have had a lot of success.
So all of that just is supporting all of the youth, supporting the industry, and filling a need where it is very great.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So terrific. So the educational programs that are available, are these newer? Like I imagine even this marine internship for career youth is probably relatively new?
Yes, that program actually launched in, I believe it was March of 2023. And again, it's really as a result of a need They will actually be doing another cohort for the summertime. That would actually start in July of 2024 for youth and young adults that were interested in the job readiness and training workshop. But yes, it's really all out of a need.
Really, really great. I think you were mentioning to me earlier how the Urban League has really increased in size, and of course it would because of need. But what is it? You've doubled in staff in the last couple of years?
Absolutely. I initially began working with Urban League of Metropolitan Seattle as a consultant back in July of 2017. And at that time, we only had about 22 employees. When I came on as the Director of Human Resources in August of 2021, we had grown to about 55 employees. And fast forward to today, we are right about 130 employees. And to me, it's really just a testament of the wonderful and amazing work that our employees are doing. And the more that we do, the more we continue to get asked to do. It creates opportunities. But it's really about there being the need.
The need continues to be so great. And you've touched on that with all the different aspects of housing. And I think, you know, all of us must be able to see that all of this exists in our community. And the fact that the Urban League is right there to help the citizens, to especially we're talking about people of color, because there's just been so much inequity in the system. So to be there to support and kind of walk alongside and give that education is really, it's utterly important.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So we've covered housing. Well, we've covered education within that context as well, right?
yes, we did. We do have other education programs as well. We have a scholars program where we actually partner directly with some of the high schools. So we work with Garfield, we work with Roosevelt, we work with Brinton High School, we work with Foster High School in Tukwila. And we are actually directly in the schools working with the high school youth to prepare them for the next step after high school, whether it's, you know, going into a four-year college, a two-year college trade school, or even just going directly into the workforce. We want to be there to be able to assist them and provide them with the tools, resources, and information that they really need. Last year, we partnered with the United Negro College Fund and took about 40 youth on an HBCU tour down to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And the youth were not only able to visit the campus, but they also got to participate in classes at Spelman, Morehouse, Clark, and Morris Brown. We do have a youth web design program as well, where we are teaching the youth how to build websites from scratch. They are being partnered then with small Black and minority-owned businesses that don't have a web presence. And putting that recently learned knowledge to great use. So a variety of different programs, but really the goal of all the programs is really to empower and uplift. And again, it's all about equity.
Yes, which we know is so desperately needed in order for these young people, for all people, but especially starting out to really get a good foundation and to know that they can build that into a good future.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, this is all very exciting. And here, again, having the program where the youth were able to go on that university tour down to Atlanta. Programs like that come from the Urban League. But again, are there funds that, you know, different entities here donate to, or how does that come about?
I don't really know too much of that aspect of that.
Well,
we have a funds development team. We have some great grant writers.
Good.
You know, we do receive funding does come through various sources. Some of it is through partnerships, but some of it is through the city and the county. A lot of it is through donations from individuals. And a lot of times those donations really help to supplement the programs with the unrestricted funding by being able to create some of these opportunities for these individuals, especially when it comes to, like, doing the college tours or being able to provide, specific services to individuals, things that may not necessarily meet within the scope of the program, because we really try to serve our participants really with a holistic approach. You know, when somebody comes, it's not just about, hey, maybe you need housing. Well, it's also about addressing, why do you need housing? Mm-hmm. Maybe you've lost your job and you really need to get connected with employment services. Maybe you lost your job because you had health issues and didn't have health coverage. Well, then we're going to get you connected with our public health equity team, who can help get you signed up for free or affordable health care through the Washington State Exchange. So we really try to take things from the holistic approach when we are serving the people, because we know that really it's not always just, in most cases, it's not just about one thing. Mm-hmm. Everything is really interconnected.
Yes, absolutely. That is really such common sense, isn't it, that we don't see often enough. So this is really wonderful and amazing that it's happening, that holistic approach. And, having the community involved, as you said, Maisha, that sometimes there are those donations. And I can see where, for any of us to really see this as a great organization to make our donations to, because we may stand on the side roads and say, oh, we have this problem, I can't fix it, I'm just one person. But here's that opportunity where we see good things happening, and if we collectively make our donations here, we can see that supported and keep on growing.
You can definitely see the work that is being done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and to see how staff grows in proportion to the need that's there. So the fact that, even in the last couple of years, to see you boom by doubling shows where the need is. And I think, really, we understand that, because the pandemic really was kind of a gut punch into what was going on in our world.
Exactly. And it wasn't just one area that affected, mm-hmm. That was affected. There was, again, the health side of things that was affected.
Yes.
There was the employment side of things that was affected. There was the housing part that was affected. And then even so, the entrepreneurship side, there were a lot of people who came out of the pandemic realizing, I don't want to work for somebody. Yeah. I want to start my own business. We have a whole entrepreneurship team that is really there to be able to help people who are interested in that. We've had some recent incubator programs where we were able to help individuals start their own business. And we just recently opened up our Center for Entrepreneurship in the south end of Seattle. So that's very exciting. We now have a physical space where individuals can come to get that assistance.
That is so great. And how do they actually find out about that? From your website, from contacting you, or what is a way that this word gets out, that that's available for people?
The website is the best way to find out information about the organization. And our website is www.urbanleague.org. The programs are broken down at the top. So, if you're interested in information about the advocacy side, the education programs, entrepreneurship, our public health equity, housing, workforce, or even just getting involved, like becoming a volunteer or making a donation or applying for open opportunities, because we do have several opportunities available.
And
the website would be the place to go.
Great. So visit the website, urbanleague.org. And Maisha, as far as volunteers, I think that this is a great way to really make a difference in the community and put whatever kinds of well, qualifications we might have into good use. So what kinds of things are you looking for in terms of volunteers?
Our communication and external affairs team does actually handle all of the volunteers. So there's an intake application that's completed for volunteers where they are able to express their areas of interest. And based off of the level of interest, they would try to get you connected with opportunities that were aligned.
Right. You had mentioned in terms of some of the educational programs, there being mentors. I would imagine that might be part of a volunteer program.
I know, like when they do the out-of-state trips, they do utilize chaperones who are oftentimes volunteers.
Sure. Just so much that is available. And so as we are now getting into the spring, is it possible that there's a program gearing up to take more students on a university tour?
Absolutely. I know there's going to be an upcoming one. I believe it's in April, but don't quote me on that. We also tend to do a lot of summer youth employment programs. For the past couple of years, we've partnered with the City of Seattle, offering youth employment opportunities. So those will also be available.
What a great thing. And so youth probably does find out some of that through their schools. But here, you know, parents listening, learning about it, they could also investigate that on your website on urbanleague.org, right?
Yes, they can.
Wow. So many invaluable programs that are meeting so many of the needs in our community. You must feel great working for the Urban League.
I love to come to work every day. My job is extremely rewarding.
Well, and, you know, in human resources, you're dealing so much with the staff. But, of course, that keeps growing and growing for you. So I can see that that has its challenges, but it's also very exciting to see that growth. But it's also to see that that's needed to really be making such a difference in our community.
Absolutely. I think everybody has a part to play in the movement. And I'm not a frontliner, but I am great at getting connected to those frontliners and getting them into those opportunities. So,
well, I think that just illustrates how it takes all of us. You know, we can't all be, you know, frontline, nor are we all support. We work to the strengths, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, well, I am just in awe, and we know that there's so much that needs to be done in our world, in our community, and to learn about the work that's being done, the work that Urban League is involved in, all the programs that keep on going. I mean, it's just really so exciting and really very hopeful.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's mention the website again and invite people to take a look and to get involved.
So again, the website is www.urban, U-R-B-A-N, league, L-E-A-G-U-E, .org.
A great organization doing great work. And, you know, if we feel that we don't have the time, the energy to actually get actively involved, donations. I really feel donations are such a key part of so many nonprofits, and Urban League is certainly right there at the top of the list. So we need to keep that in mind, too. All right. Well, I am so appreciative that we've had this time, Myesha Houston, to have a conversation. I appreciate your time and thank you for doing all this great work in our community.
Thank you for the opportunity. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.